It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
We were experiencing technical difficulties at the beginning of the first set against Buckeye Central. We had to restart our laptop and eventually got things working for the rest of the match. We join our recording early in the first set.
Last, but she puts it down on their side. Indians lead 5-2, and it will be Grace Klingchern going back to serve. Indians leading 5-2. Grace serving from the left side, and that'll go just out of bounds. So we've played, looks like 8 points. Indians lead 5-3. So I'm going to have to restart everything here and see if I can make this work, because we are not getting things going the way we want. This says that we are on the air, and I do not believe we are. So 6-3 Indians, and Faith Wendell will go back to serve. She'll be serving from the right side like most of us, and that one is received. A nice set, a hard shot. Indians, and looks like one of the Indians was over the net, so it'll be 6-4. It was a good shot, but just over the net. One of the Indians crossed the net. So serve again from Buckeye Central. Faith with a nice set. Mara with a hard shot. Played and hit back over by Buckeye Central. Nice set by Faith. And one of the... That was going to be a good point for the Indians anyway, but one of the Buckeye Central ladies was in the net area or maybe under it, so it's 7-4 Indians with Mara serving. So for right now, I'm going to turn everything off and restart and see if we can get us on the air. So we are at 22-18, Indians leading. But Buckeye Central has come back from, I believe, 20 to 13, somewhere in that range. They've outscored us, I believe, 5-1 or 5-2. So Travis is trying to get the girls kind of set again, get them back in their right mindset, slow the momentum down a little bit, and we'll see how it comes out here. Buckeye Central will be serving, and it'll be Kennedy Deppen, D-E-P-P-E-N. Kennedy Deppen serving to our Indians. Indians lead 22-18 here in set number one here. Serve dug out by Tegan. Set. Tegan with a tip over. Buckeye Central will smash it. Blocked by the Indians. Buckeye Central still trying to make it work, and they get a save. And we had Faith with a nice set, but Grace put it out just a little bit out on the smash, 22-19. Tegan digs it out. Faith with a nice set. Sage with a hit over. Buckeye Central gets it back. Audra with a receive. And down, nice set by, I believe that was maybe Grace put that nice set. Might have been Faith. And then Tegan puts it down on the Buckeye Central side. So 23-19, need two. Kennedy Mullenkamp back to serve. Again, earlier in the game, she had five straight. See what she can do here. That dying, that wounded duck serve, and it just about caught him. Buckeye Central gets it back. And Tegan with a tip over. Kind of, as Diane and Susie would say, campfire right in the middle of a bunch of them. And it was right where not one of them could get to it. 24-19, set point for Kennedy. They receive, set, pound. Kennedy with a nice dig and back over, blocked by the India or the Buckeye Central. Back over to Mara, puts it over to their side. Buckeye Central with Indians with a block. Buckeye Central tips it over now. And Kennedy with a nice set to Tegan. And Shield hit it off of the defender's hand, tried to block it. It goes down on, well, almost near the Buckeye Central bench, and that is the end of game number one, or set number one. Indians win 25-19. We'll be back with the second set right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Miracle Lanes is now open Thursday through Sunday until the bowling season starts in September. They'll have all your favorites, and all you have to do is grab your phone and call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Or stop by and visit with Corey and Jared. The kids want pizza, but you want a tenderloin? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Pizza, wings, subs, one of their great sandwiches, fried goodies, get whatever you want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their buffet with pizza, boneless wings, and salad bar. Miracle Lanes will be open at 3 on Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call them at 375-4274. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to St. Henry, and we are in the beginning of the second set. Indians win the first set 25-19. Had a really good run going up quite a bit, I think 6, 7, or 8. And Buckeye Central made a nice run to come back. And I think the Indians closed it out with 3 straight points. I think it's 22-19. Indians scored 3 straight to finish off the first set. So in these invitationals, they play best 2 out of 3. Indians lead 1-0. If they win this one, they will have a little bit of time to wait for Rushi. They're playing St. Henry in the big gym right now. So St. Henry plays all their games there, and Indians play all theirs here except for that final one against St. Henry. So Buckeye Central will serve. It'll be Kimmy Bigland again, and she will bring it over, and that hits the net. 1-0 Indians just almost came across the net. That might have been a tough one for us to handle, but it hits the net, and Indians lead 1-0. And it'll be Tegan Fortkamp going back to serve for the Indians. That rocket serve again handled by the Buckeyes, and it'll be Indians bump it, and two girls kind of went to get it, and it went backwards. So it is 1-1 now, and Marin McDougal will send it over, and Indians handle it, set back over to the Buckeye Central Buckeyes. Tegan to Kennedy and back over, and Grace Klingshern smashes one down on the other side for the kill. 2-1 Indians, and Grace will go back to serve, and she will serve from the left side. That's where she usually serves from. Everybody else usually serves from the right. Grace, her first one goes right on out of bounds. The sail is about 3 or 4 feet out, so it's 2-2. And the libero, Mara McDougall, will go back and serve for Buckeye Central. So it was received by Mara, but didn't go very high and goes kind of under the net. Buckeye Central leads 3-2. Well, they just, there we go. Yep, they put it on the wrong team. And Tegan with a receive and hits it pretty much straight into the ground. So 4-2 in favor of Buckeye Central. And McDougall, Mara McDougall will go back and serve. And Tegan receives again and puts it out of bounds. Tegan not doing great at receiving right now. So here we go again. McDougall back. They lead 5-2. They've scored 4 straight. Tegan receive. And Kennedy sets up Mara. Mara hits it, blocked back on the Indian side. It's 6-2. Indians down by 4. And Mara McDougall will go to the service line again. She puts it over. Mara tips it up. And nice setup by Kennedy. Tipped over on the second hit by Buckeye Central. And see who that was. That was number 11, Allison Fullenkamp. Tips it or hits it hard out of bounds. And Indians will call timeout, down 7-2, giving up 6 straight points. Back in just a minute.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number 1 for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We are back here at St. Henry, and we're Indians are receiving the serve. 5 straight service points, 6 straight points for Buckeye Central. Mara McDougall, and a nice set by Kennedy, and that was, again, Fullenkamp that tried to tip it over and comes down on our side. 8-2. Now the score. Indians trailing. McDougall again just gets it over and gets back over to Buckeye Central. It was pretty much a great setup for their front line, and they pound it down for the kill on our side. 9-2. And again, we were leading 2-1. Well, they have scored 8 straight. So 7 straight service points for Mara McDougall. She'll serve again. And that one is set by Kennedy. And again, just short for Fullenkamp on a setup. And it just didn't get across there. So Mara McDougall back to serve. And it goes out of bounds. And it looks like now we might have gone off the air again. Not sure what's going on here. May have to switch my my hotspots. So we're going to try that. That one is out of bounds on the... it looks like we're back here. So that goes out of bounds. Indians with a point. Sorry, I missed a couple of things. Indians are down 10-4. We've scored 2 here. And Buckeye Central with a shot. Hope or Faith with a nice set. And Fullenkamp with a smash. And looks like we might have been in the net. Well, looks like we're going in and out of being on the air. So I'm going to try to work on this and see if we can make this go the way we need it to here. Okay, so we're going in and out of service, and I'm just not sure what's going on here, so I'm going to try to get things sorted out here. It's 12-4, Indians down, and Buckeye Central will go back to serve. Received by Audra. Nice set up into the net on Buckeye Central side and up across the net. Faith with a nice set again, and Fullenkamp with a smash, and that will go off their hands and out of bounds, and it will be 12-5 now with the Indians down but serving. It'll be Mara trying to get a few in a row here and get us back in this, because we are not playing well. A nice shot on that wounded duck dying at the end and not able to be handled by Buckeye Central. It'll be Mara coming back to the service line. That's received and goes backwards off the wall, and it is 12-7 now. So we've gotten a couple. If we can get a few more here, we can get back in here and change that momentum, because the Indians have been not doing great here early in this second set. We won the first set 25-19. There were several good runs. Indians made a run when it was 8-7 and got up, got five straight, and then Buckeye Central slowly chipped away and got back in it. Mara, her second serve goes out of bounds on the side, so she was trying to paint the line over there on the far side. It's 13-7 now with, I believe, Grace Colleen serving, and it'll be a nice set by Faith, and Tegan puts one down on the Buckeye Central side. 13-8 now, and Audra Bupp will go back to serve for our Indians. 13-8, Indians behind. Audra received by Buckeye Central, and a nice smash by Marin McDougal, and that's a point for the Buckeye Central ladies. It's 14-8, and it'll be Indians received it and did not get it back across the net. 15-8, Indians behind, and Buckeye Central will go back again. Kennedy Deppen on the serve. Mara set by Faith, and it was too close to the net, and Tegan couldn't handle it. It is 16-8, and we're calling another timeout here, so we'll be back in just a minute.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
We're back here at St. Henry High School gym, which is their small gym, and Indians are taking on Buckeye Central. We are down 16-8, and serve. Indians get it back over to the Buckeye Central ladies, and they get it back quickly. Audra hits it over on the first hit. Nice set by Buckeye Central. Mara plays it. Faith with a nice set, and Tegan with a hard smash and off of the Buckeye Central young lady and out of bounds backwards. So Indians now are down 16-9. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve, trying to get some here. She scored five straight service points in the first set. Over to Buckeye Central. Kennedy with a nice set, and Grace hits it into the net. It was looked like it should have been played very easily and just misplayed it. 17-9 now, and Buckeye Central will serve, and the server, Kimmy Biglin, will tie her shoe. She'll send it over. Played by Tegan, set by Kennedy. Tegan tips it over. Buckeye Central with a nice set, and they'll put it back over. Hits the net, but goes out of bounds. So 17-10, and Tegan will go back. Maybe she can get some of these rocket serves to go in. They were very hard for Parkway to play when she was getting them, and also on Tuesday night, I believe, St. Mary's. So beat Kennedy to Tegan, and excuse me, that was Paige Guggenbiller that put that out of bounds. It's 18-10, and Kennedy Deppen will be serving. Received. Kennedy with a set. Mara hits it over. Buckeye Central singing up for the right side. And Indians with a block. Goes down on the Buckeye Central side. We're trading points right now, but we can't do that very long. We're down by 7, 18 to 11. And it will be Grace Klingshorn serving again from the left side. Received by Buckeye Central. Set up. And a nice dive by Kennedy. Tipped over by Guggenbiller. And tried to set it up for their hitters, and it just didn't work for them. So Indians get a point here. We're within 6 now, 18-12. Indians won the first set, 25-19. They play best of 3. So if we can win this one, this match is over. But right now we have our work to do. Indians with a set up by Kennedy. Mara, Buckeye Central with a save. Another save. They bump it over and set up by Kennedy. She'll go for Mara. Mara puts it down. A big, big kill down the far sideline there, and about 2 feet in, and where nobody could get it. So it's 18-13, and Grace continues to get service points for us. She'll hit it again. Received. Nice set. And they'll hit the kill. Went through our blockers and down, and it's 19-13, down by 6 again, starting to run out of time. So Mara McDougal, the libero, will serve, and she had a bunch earlier. Mara gets it, and Kennedy sets it up for Mara, and Mara puts it in the net, 20-13. Right now it's looking like this may go 3 sets. Indians down 7. And we have to get 12 before they get 5. McDougal again. That's received. Kennedy with a set for Mara, and she puts it down on the Buckeye Central side. So new life again, 20-14, and we need some points. And we have Faith Wendell coming in, and she's been known to put a bunch of points on the board. Received by Buckeye Central. Hit back across. Set up for Mara. Mara off a couple of hands. It's put back up to the front row. They'll bump it across. Audra, Faith with a nice set. Mara with a big shot off the libero. She can't handle it. It goes sideways, and it's 20-15. Faith with that serve that sometimes I call it a wounded duck. It goes over and then just kind of dies. That's over. They handle it, and it's set up, and it got to Tegan, and it went backwards. So it's 21-15. We now need 10 before they get 3 or 4. 3 would get them to 24. We want to get ahead of them before they get there. Served. Mara, Faith with a nice set. Back to Mara. The hit came back over, and Mara smashes it back again, and they're fighting with it. Back over to Buckeye Central, and they'll bump it over. It'll be Tegan. Faith with a nice set over to Mara. And that's off the blocker's fingers and out of bounds. 21-16, and Mara will come back, try to get a few points here. We need to run some points here and get the momentum back. We're doing okay, but we're starting to run out of time. 21-16. Mara, short serve over to Buckeye Central. They handle it, but hit it over the net and out of bounds on our side. 17 now for the Indians. Still down four. 21-17. Mara will serve again. Another Dyer, and that goes short, and they don't handle it. It's 21-18. That short serve has them in a little bit of a tizzy there on the Buckeye Central side. 21-18. Indians down three now. And that's handled. A set for Buckeye Central. We block it, but comes down on our side. So it is 22-18. No, they gave us the point. That's not correct. It's 22-18. Scoreboard is incorrect. Buckeye Central will put it over. Faith with a set. That goes over, blocked by Buckeye Central, but they're playing it. And Audra tried to save it and hits it over. Back over to Indians. And Sage will put it over on the Buckeye Central side. They're going to smack it. And looks like another point for Buckeye Central. And they do have the scoreboard straightened out now. That makes it 23-18. So we need to get seven. That's a short one, and we handle it. Back over to Buckeye Central. They'll put a set up for their front line, and that goes down on the Indian side, just right where we couldn't handle it. So it's 24-18. This is set point for Buckeye Central, which would tie us at one apiece. Faith with a set for Tegan, handled by Buckeye Central, and that goes up, and it is out, just out of bounds by their front row ladies. So it's 24-19. So we need to get at least five to tie it before they can go out. So it will be our service, and Buckeye Central will smash it, but it goes just out of bounds on the far side. 24-20, excuse me. We need four. If they get a point before we get four, the set is over. Buckeye Central handles it. They'll send it over, and it's not handled well by their front line, and it's 24-21, and Buckeye Central will call a timeout, and we'll just take a little timeout with them. Be back right after this.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Welcome back to St. Henry, and we are here in the second set. The Indians were down 6, 7, 8 points just not too long ago, and they have fought their way back. It is 24 for Buckeye Central and 21 for Fort Recovery. So we'll see how this goes. Audra Bump serving. That's handled. Goes into the net. They're fighting with it. They sent it back to the net, and one of the Buckeye Central ladies tried to dive to keep it alive, could not. It's 24-22. We need two more points to keep this game going. That would send it to extra points. Bupp's serve handled, set up, and they roll shot it into the net, and it is 24-23. Can the Indians come all the way back? Right now it looks like they are. We have scored five straight points, if I remember correctly. Audra back. Very, very important point. Set up for the Buckeye Central ladies over on our side. And Tegan will tip it over, and it'll come on our side. She tips it back down, and we are tied at 24 apiece after being on the verge. I think we had to score 5 or 6 points to keep this game alive. We had to get to 24 before they got one, and we are able to do that. Now it will have to go to at least 26. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak.
The timeout was very short, and Audra Bupp will step in, and she'll put it over. And it's 24-24, tipped over on the second hit. Faith with a nice set, and Tegan gets it over. Faith with another nice set. Tegan again, and four hits they called on Buckeye Central. I wasn't counting, I guess. And Indians now lead 25-24 after the Buckeye Central was down to set point. They are now behind 125-24, and they're struggling a little bit. Mara with a tip over to Faith. She tips it up, and Tegan smashes it way out of bounds. We're now tied at 25. You have to win by two. It'll be Kennedy Deppen. She'll get it. Mara receives. Faith with a nice set. Tegan, she'll tip it. And Indians just, they two pretty good saves, but just could not get it over the net. And now Buckeye Central with two straight points, and they are at set point. And Deppen back to serve again. Mara to Faith. Tegan, and that goes down on the Indian side. And that is the end of set number two. And the Buckeye Central ladies win 27-25, so we will go to set number three. So we'll take us a little break, and we'll come back in a couple of minutes with the, I guess it'll be the final set of this match. So we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
We're back here for set number three. Indians won the first one 25-19, and Buckeye Central wins the second set 27-25. Indians were down 24 to 18 or 19. We tied it up at 24, went ahead at 25, and Buckeye Central, I believe, scored three straight points to win the second set, putting us at the third and final set. And for Buckeye Central, it'll be McDougal with the serve, and it'll go up for a kind of a tie up at the net. Both sets of blockers went up, and it goes down on the Indian side. So it is Kimmy Biglin, serving for the Buckeye Central ladies, and they will put the second serve goes out of bounds. So we're tied at one, and that will bring Tegan Fortkamp to the service line. She has had some times this year when she can just hit that almost impossible to receive serve, but not this time. It was over to the Buckeye Central ladies. They set it up and put it down on our side, and it is 2-1, and it will be Marin McDougal, a freshman, going back to serve. Tegan receives it. Kennedy with a nice set, and Grace with a big smash, but into their blockers and back down on the Indian side. So it'll be 3-1. And Marin McDougal will go back to serve again. So Indians trying to not get behind here in third set. It'll be a setup for Kennedy to Mara. She puts it down on the, just tips it over the blockers on the Buckeye Central side. And now it'll be Grace's serve. Indians down 3-2. Grace puts it over. They receive it, tip it over on the second one. And we put it back there. I thought it was out. The official says it was in. Their coach contended, but none of the other officials said anything. So we're tied at 3. Indians get that point, and Grace back to serve again. She'll put it across, and that was a wounded duck. They just barely get it back over to us, and I didn't see who that was. That was Fullenkamp again tipping it over, and the Indians lead 4-3. And Grace will serve again. That's a hard shot, and they play it. Nice set at the net, and we tried to block it. Comes down on our side. We're tied at 4, and it will be Mara McDougal, the libero, back to serve for Buckeye Central. Played by Mara to Kennedy. Back to Mara. Played by the Buckeye Central ladies. And set, and they... Not sure what that was, but I think we were in the net. So that is a point for them. And Mara McDougal will go back again to serve. They lead by 1. Audra to Tegan, and it'll be tipped over. It's like, oh, it hit. She tipped it over, but it hit the antenna. So that was out of bounds. 6-4 now, and Mara McDougal will go again. So Paige Guggenbiller had a nice little tip there, but it didn't hit the antenna. So received by Tegan. Set up for Mara. They'll tip it back over. Kennedy was looking to set, tips it over. They play it back to us. That'll be Kennedy set up for Guggenbiller. Paige Guggenbiller with just a little tip, but that gets us the point. They were expecting a big hit, and they got a little one. And it hits their hand, rolls down, and on out of bounds. 6-5, Indians down a point, and that'll bring Faith in to serve for the Indians. Just tips the net, and it comes back. Indians tip it back over right away, and back to the Indians, and a big hit, and just out of bounds by Sage Luthold. So you got a girl tying her shoe here. She's probably going to be the server since nobody else is back there. That would be Maya McDougal. So they have Maya McDougal, who's a junior, Mara McDougal, who's a sophomore, and Marin McDougal, who's a freshman, and they're all pretty good. So that'll be served over here to us, and Indians get it back, and it'll come back over to the Indians. Audra setting it up for the front row, tip back over for the Indians, and set up for the front row again for Buckeye Central, and I thought that might have been four hits, but apparently not, and they get it over off our hand out of bounds, and they lead 8-5, and Maya McDougal will go back to serve for the says here the Bucks are the boy's name and the Buckettes are the girl's name, so they're the Buckettes. It's set up by Faith for Mara. Mara hits it over. They have it back, blocked by us. Set up for them. Goes over our blockers. Mara sets one up, and she gets it to Faith, who was trying to set it up for the Guggenbiller, and she slipped down and did not get there. So we're Indians are down 9-5, and we're gonna take a timeout. We'll just take a timeout with them. Back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative, and these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery, 419-852-4049.
We're back here at St. Henry, and we are taking on the Buckeye Central Buckettes. They lead the Indians here in set number 3, 9-5. Indians won the first set, 25-19. And we lost the second set, 25-27. Serve received by Mara. Over to Guggenbiller. And to Mara. Luthold bumps it over. They're setting it up for their front row. And it's big smash and off of Audra and out of bounds. So it's 10-5. Indians. We got behind in the last set, made a huge comeback at the end, but we could not finish it off. Here we are again, Faith with a setup, and Luthold will smash it down, but it goes just out of bounds. And Maya McDougal will go back to serve again. I believe she has, I think they've scored 4 straight points on us. Here comes the serve. Audra, set by Faith. And they're getting it back over. Audra again. Mara will smash it over. It's handled by the Buckeyes, not very easily, but it's set up for Mara. She hits their blockers, and it goes out of bounds on their side. So it is 11-6. Indians stop the bleeding. It'll be Mara back to serve, and we need to make things work here. So Mara, hard shot, but that high risk, high reward, hard shot, and it goes into the net. So it is 12-6. And it looks like it will be Maya. No, excuse me, I'm not sure who was serving from. And it'll be Paige with a hard hit about a foot out of bounds. So Grace Colleen will be back to serve for the Buckettes. Mara set up by Faith. Paige smashes it over. They're going to smash it. Gets over our blockers. Paige again, or excuse me, Tegan. And Indians go up to block. And successful block. 13-7 now. Indians down by 6. Again, trying to fight their way back into this before they get too far down. Don't want it to get too late before we get back in this. 13-7, Indians down. Audra with a nice serve, handled, and they'll set it up. Our blockers hit it, and Fought gets it back over. Buckeyes back over to us. And Faith with a nice set for Tegan. They bring it back over. Tegan will try again on the smash. And they save it. And it'll go up at the net. And it comes down on the Buckeye Central side. So the Indians with another point. 14-8 is the score now. Nope, 13-8. I think they had already added that one to. There's their little mixed up on, since neither team is St. Henry, the scoreboard says St. Henry. So it's on our side. Guggenbiller with a tip over. And Tegan with a save from out of bounds, and it goes. We get it over to the Buckeye Central side, and it's set up for their smashers, and it hits Mara and goes backwards. So it is 14-8 now. Pretty sure that's the correct score. And now Buckeye Central will serve, leading by six. It'll be Kennedy Deppen serving for the Buckettes. Tegan to Faith. Sets up for Tegan, and she hits it too far. 15-8. We're down by seven. So the girls were just struggling and not sure exactly what it is. We seem to be getting decent sets, but we're just not getting it where we want. So Tegan gets it. Faith with a set for Grace, and that goes down. Grace Klingchern with a shot down on the Buckeye Central side, and it's 15-9, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will come in that first set. She had I believe five or six straight points, and that's what we need here. We're down six. Kennedy with a nice serve received and setting it up for their big girls. We block it, goes down on their side, and it's 15-10. See if Kennedy can get us another point here. 15-10 here in the third set. Each team has one. We play best of three in the invitationals. Kennedy will hit that one. They receive it. Going to set up for the right side. Received by Mara. Kennedy with a nice set for Grace Klingchern. That goes backwards. And they get it over on a bump. Kennedy with another nice set for, I believe, that was Paige Guggenbiller who smashed that one down. That was a beautiful setup and a beautiful smash. Kennedy back to serve again. Indians only down four now after being down seven. Kennedy again. That'll come to them. They're setting it up, and they're going to have to bump it over. Kennedy's going to set it up for our left side, and she gets it to Klingchern, who smashes it, but about a couple of inches out of bounds. 16-11. Indians down five, and it will be Kimmy Bigland serving for Buckeye Central. Kennedy with a nice save, and it goes, bounces on the net and goes over. Kennedy Mullenkamp lays out. She might have hit the bleachers over here and puts it back into play, and we put it over off of their hand and out of bounds. Indians now serving. It'll be Tegan, and they roll shot it over. Tegan with a save. Kennedy will bump it up for Mara. Mara will get it across. Buckeye Central setting it up for their big hitters. It tipped it over our setters, but Indians save it. Now back on the Buckeye Central side, and we get, looks like one of us was in the net. So looked like that was going to be another long, long volley, but they get it there, and it'll be Maren McDougal back to serve. She serves it into the net. Indians back within four, 17-13, but we can't wait too long to get this rally going here. We waited too long the last set and let them sneak out with a win. Grace Klingchern with the serve. That's set up for the front, and they do not handle it well and put it into the net. So now it's 17-14. It's 3-point deficit, and Grace Klingchern serving. She'll put it way too long. So back to a 4-point lead for the Buckettes. And it will be Mara McDougal, the libero, back to serve. She had a nice run of service points the last set. We get it, and Tegan tries to set it for our front row, but set it for their front row, and they put it down. And it's a five-point lead again for the Buckettes. And Mara McDougall will go back to serve again. 19-14, their lead. And Tegan sets it up for the front row. And it's blocked for us and goes off of two of us and goes backwards. And we're Indians are going to take another timeout. So we're going to take a timeout with them.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
We're back here at St. Henry. Indians down 20-14. They've scored three straight on us. We had down to a three-point deficit. Tegan handles the serve. Audra bumps it over. They're setting it up for their front line. That goes right at the net. Both teams hit it. It's over on the Buckeye Central side. Back to the Indians. Kennedy with a nice setup for Mara. Off of their arm and out of bounds. And it is 20-15. Indians really need to get it going here. This is about the time we started coming back on them last set. But we came up just short. Lost 27-25. Faith with the serve. She'll put it over. They're handling it. Setting it up for a big smash. Tegan sets it up. And Mara smashes it over. Back to the Buckeye Central. They'll roll shot it over. And Faith will set it up. And then Audra, Mara with a smash. They handle it. Going up. And big smash handled by Audra. And Mara with a big smash just saved by Buckeye Central. They'll bump it over. And Faith will have a nice set for that would be Allison Fullenkamp, who hit that nice smash. She's had a couple of very nice hits, and that goes off of their hand and out of bounds. Indians within four, and we have the serve with Faith Wendell. She'll put it across, and they'll handle it, putting the set up for their hitters, and they put it down on our side, 21-16. And it looks like Maya McDougall will go back to serve, the junior of the three McDougall sisters. They lead by five. Audra to Faith with a nice set, back set for Mara. And they were in the net, so that will give us a point, 21-17. And looks like we're going to put in Callie Wendell to serve for Mara. So Callie Wendell, we're down 4 points. 21-17, getting late, and we need points. Callie with a nice serve. That'll be tipped around, and it'll be hit hard out of bounds. 21-18. Let's get that comeback rolling this time and not let up. 21-18, Indians down three. Callie Wendell for her second serve. Good serve, handled a little. They're struggling a little bit, and they get it over, and our blockers are right there to put it down, and it is 21-19. We're down two, and Buckeye Central is taking a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. Back with the what might be the remainder of this match. We'll probably have a couple more timeouts before that, but we'll be back in just a minute.
You'll always find great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, and here are some examples of their great deals this week. Hamburger Helper is $1.49 a box, Virginia brand ham or Cooper Farms honey roasted or smoked turkey are $5.99 a pound, sliced to order in their deli, and 8-ounce packages of Best Choice shredded cheese is just $2.89. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop by their deli, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day, like meatloaf Monday, tenderloin Tuesday, ribs on Thursday, and burgers and brats on Friday. And a good quick way to start your day is with one of their delicious fresh pastries and a cup of their many varieties of coffee.
We're back here. We're going to cut in here. Kylie Wendell back to serve again for the Indians, down by two. Set by Buckeye Central. Big smash, held by Audra. And set up for Tegan. She smashes it, and they get it over back to us. Tegan with another big smash, and it goes out of bounds. 22-19. Indians down by three, but we gained a couple on them. So it's getting late here in the third set. Buckeye Central serve handled by Tegan to Faith for the set. Tegan with a hit over. Buckeye Central setting it up for their front row, and that'll fall right in the middle of us, and it is 23-19. Indians won the first set 25-19, lost the second one 25-27 after a big comeback. They were down seven late, tied it at 24, and could not finish it off. Set up for Fullenkamp. Buckeye Central handles it. Faith with a set. Back over to Tegan. She'll put it over. Buckeye Central setting it up for their front ladies again. Faith set and into their block, and it is going to be match point for Buckeye Central. Grace Colleen back to serve for the Buckeye Central ladies. Tegan to Faith. Tegan puts it over, and they cannot handle it, and it is 24-20. New life again for the Indians, but like last set, we waited too long to see if we can tie it at 24 at least here. We got to 24, and I think we got ahead 25-24, but could not finish it and lost 27-25. Audra Bupp back to serve. Handled by Buckeye Central. They roll shot it over. Faith with a back set to Tegan, and she smashes it into the net. And that is the set and the match. So the final here is Indians with 21 and Buckeye Central 25. So we'll be back in just a minute and maybe do a little wrap-up of this game, and then we'll await the beginning of the set or the match with Rushi. Back in just a minute.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
We're back here at St. Henry High School. At the high school, theirs is a small gym. Indians are going to play Rushi here. I don't know if there's going to be some time in between. Rushi is here, and they look like they're ready. Indians are still out here on the floor. The scoreboard is not showing any time in between, so they're probably only going to wait a few minutes here, and we'll start in with the second match of the day for our Indians. And St. Henry beat Rushi in three sets in the big gym. So Rushi, obviously, pretty tough. It's going to be a tough day for our Indians. We lost that first match. We won the first set 25-19. Fought our way back in the second set from being 6 or 7 points down at the end and tied it at 24 to stay in the match, and I think we got ahead 25-24, and then the Buckeye Central ladies scored three straight. So finished that one off, and then we couldn't make that comeback. We kept getting close in that third set. We could never get right where we needed to go. I think three was as close as we got late. And then they scored three or four straight to get back ahead by six. But ended up a four-point loss for our Indians, 25-21. So looks like they are going to go fairly soon here. So we'll see how this all goes. But Rushi Raiders fans are coming into the gym here now. And I think we're going to start here pretty shortly. This match was scheduled for 11:10, 11, and 12, and it's already 15 or 20 after 11. So we're going to try to keep things going as quickly as we can. And then when we get done here, we will go to the our Indians will go up to the over to the middle school gym, the big gym where St. Henry will play all of their matches today, and we will take them on our third set, and we will be simulcasting WCSM with Ron Brunswick for that final game.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort and Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort and Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.